Chapter 21, Compassionate Response. Jesus was standing there for all to see, yet not to be seen. He never did what he did to be seen of men, as we often do. He did it that his Father might be seen, or to reveal the nature of God to all mankind. His response to this fervent plea from a broken and contrite heart was personal, between him and the leper. His answer, we read in Matthew 8:3, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. He reached out his hand. The touch of the Master's hand, the great physician, the only one who can make you clean. He reached out in an active move on his part toward this one who was to be avoided being touched at all cost. Isn't that like Christ reaching toward those the world despises and finds untouchable? This again is a salvation example. Jesus had to do the reaching. Can you just imagine if this leper would have dared to reach out to Jesus? He was to avoid at all costs physical contact and accept his state of uncleanness. As my former pastor David Holt would often tell us, when you got saved, you were not treading water in the sea of sin and despair while the love boat of salvation came by and threw you a life preserver of salvation that you were smart enough to grab hold of. No, you were dead on the bottom of the ocean, rotting and decaying like this leper, unable, like all dead things, to reach out to anything. When you were unable to reach out to him, Jesus reached out to you. Wow, that is grace. Notice that things that were dead and lepers are alike in being untouchable, making you defiled if you touch them. Not this time, though. Instead of becoming unclean by touching the leper, Jesus, he made the leper clean. Like us, he takes our unrighteousness, our sinfulness on himself, and by it makes us clean and righteous. Ever felt untouchable? Maybe even feel it right now? I sure have. But even more, have you looked upon those around you as untouchable or unclean? Me too. Not Jesus. He reached out and he touched. Now, he could have not reached out or touched him and said, oh, I'll pray for you, or I feel your pain, now go in peace. Isn't that what many of us do? Maybe even you. But instead, he did what he was willing and able to do. He showed his power over the internal sickness, which is so equal to that sin inside of us. Remember that he spoke as one with authority? He now showed that he, in fact, had the authority over leprosy. And this, of course, was so symbolic of his power to clean us from within of our sin as well. Why was it not just a heal him, Lord, situation? Instead, this untouchable person was asking his Lord if he was willing to make him clean, or in fact set him free from that which was the cause of his sickness. This was clearly God revealing his heart to us, showing us his will and his power. We, like Leonard the leper, are immediately made clean and made right or saved by him with his touch. The Word of God tells us in 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And in Ephesians 1, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. These blessings we receive immediately. We are cleansed and then filled. We are then expected to walk in these new giftings. And what does that mean for you and me? Let's look back at the biblical example. What do you see here? A man dying in his current condition, a man with no hope of recovery, just pain and misery before him, shame, guilt, and anguish, his constant companions. A life of hell right here on earth, a burning desire to just get away or maybe just die. Can you relate? No hope before you, no chance for the life you desire of any kind of joy in your life, just sorrow. But now you, like the leper, are confronted by the King of Kings and, yes, Lord of Lords. Can you do what he did? Do the only thing he could? Falling to his knees and seeking the mercy of the living God. Do we not see repentance here? A march towards certain death, turned around by a miracle, as it were, a new birth or restoration and regeneration. We must also think on this. There is this large crowd, excited about this powerful teaching and the spiritual buzz everyone was feeling. This leper may well have had a covering on so that no one saw his condition. He threw it off and laid himself bare before Jesus in front of all of them. In the presence of the Lord, he saw himself for who he really was. A miracle happened in the midst of this crowd, but did they see it for what it really was? Did they accept it? Who would be the first to hug this man made clean by the Lord? How about you? Are you one of those in the crowd? Are you the one with that covering and the veil? Are you who people think you are, or even who you think you are? Are you willing today to go before Jesus and call him Lord? For that, he truly is. Will you ask of him as a leper did, Lord, if you are willing, you can make even me clean? Do you want to be clean today? Do you want what you can't do, but he can do? Do you believe in the heart of God? If you do, you know he wants you clean. He wants you on your knees before him today asking if he is willing. You shall surely feel his touch and hear his small voice say, I am willing. Now, daughter of mine, son of mine, be clean. Let that sink in for a moment. God says he is willing and you are clean. Can you accept that? That, my friend, is salvation. Not some magic prayer raising your hand, but a breaking of the heart and receiving a new one. You are poor in spirit, yet he is rich. Let his righteousness be yours today in Christ Jesus. You can be healed this very moment from within, and the rotting flesh will be immediately restored and renewed. Now, you may not feel it, but you will know it as your life begins to change and how you see things change as well. Jesus said in verse 4, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest, offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Now remember that crowd. This wasn't a freak show, an act for fame and recognition. This was a very personal act for this leper, a personal relationship. If you go around screaming to the world, I'm a Christian, they will say, you're a fool. So don't bother telling them to tell the priest. The priest. So what does that mean? Well, we read in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So we as believers are priests, and as such, you should show yourself to the believers. People who don't just talk the talk, but you can see they also walk the walk. No, not perfect, but for sure different. You have been cleansed and or maybe restored. If you have lost your first love, come back fully into the wonderful light. So go tell a believer / priest that you are one of them, a follower of the risen king. Finally, what would be your offering today? For a new believer, that is baptism. If one is restored, then maybe a healthy testimony. But it is a declaration to the priesthood of God, his believers. Then you need to take it to heart and live it out. Be doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving yourself. Why were we made clean? Why were we filled with his gifts? 2 Peter goes on to say in verse 4 that through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you are called to participate in a divine nature, not your past corrupted one. We are then to take hold of more and more of the blessings. We were filled so that, as 2 Peter verse 8 and 9 tells us, we can have and warns us what we'll miss. Verse 8, for if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted, blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. We are called to be effective and productive in this new nature of Christ Jesus. We cannot forget we have been cleansed, but to be useful in the furthering of the kingdom to his glory forever and ever. Amen. Back in his day, the leper was an outcast of society, especially the spiritual crowd. As we remember, he is clean, untouchable, unwelcome into society at all. Only the priest could readmit him into society. First, he was checked over to see if he was in fact clean, clear of outward evidence of an inward sickness. He was then sent away for a time, then to come back and be rechecked. If he was at this time still clean, he was officially readmitted into society. Like sin, there can sometimes be an appearance that it's gone, and yet in time it returns as the change was only surface and for show. In time, your fruit will show if the healing and the cleansing was from within or cosmetic only, not being a true change of heart. Let us, like him, walk in his fullness. Let the world and the brethren see that we are who he made us to be, and they will know us by our love.